Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are 50 days. We are 50 days from the draft. Enrico and David came up with a tremendous question here. Because I think it really depends on the type of fan you are. But you're 50 days out. And we want to know if you have centered in on either a position or a player that 50 days from tonight, the Lions will draft, that you want them to take. Now, obviously, I think it's incredibly dangerous to ever lock in on a single player, unless you have the number one pick. Or maybe like
top five
pick. Yeah, perfect. I think it's all about positionality. But I would love to know from you, the Lions fans, and shout out ESPN's Bottom Line. I can't believe this made it. Must be a real slow news day. Jerry Jacobs will become an unrestricted free agent. Let me show you my
surprise. News.
Let me show you my surprise face. So, look, like for me, I haven't even centered in on one position on the field. Rico, I've just been about its best player overall with parameters. But if you want to know where I'm actually warming up to, let me give you something creative. Because okay. I know everyone will say edge or corner or have a player. I think it's the offensive line. I actually think with pick 29.
Make your strength stronger.
And plan for Ragnow to not be here. I think I would draft a guy with center guard capability. My man BB. But just draft a guy who could play guard in his rookie year. Learn from Frank, maybe even moonlight here or there. I mean, and then the
let's face it. They had lineups with 7 and 8 offensive tackles out there.
10 O-linemen and Goff, right. Eligible. I actually have warmed up to taking the best interior offensive lineman in the draft with center capability and moving it on down the line. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's practical. It makes sense. You're going from a position of strength, and you're making that strength stronger. I wouldn't be angry. For me, I realize I'm probably going to be in the minority on this because I think a lot of people are going to say, you got to go out there. You got to get that lockdown number one corner. You got to do it. You got to do something on the defensive line. It does not have to be an edge rusher. It'd be nice, but you have to bring in some new pieces to that defensive line to really make it stronger. Because here's the thing. If your D-line is stronger, people, your secondary gets better because they're going after the quarterback. You don't have to blitz. You could play more zone. You could drop 7 into coverage because your front 4 is getting to the quarterback.
Rico wants D-line in the first round and address corner and free agency. Is that what I'm picking up? All right. People, I want to know where you're at. Is there even a position that you have kind of locked in on and said, you know what? I want the Lions to take X 50 days from now. And if there's a player, don't be afraid to bring it up. We all
know. See, I think the player is a little difficult at 29.
It's impossible
because you don't know who's there. Are they going to move up? Are they going to move down?
Listen, but I hear all the other shows making this mistake, and their little hearts are going to get stepped on. You can get attached to a player, but you are not going to get that guy at 29. It never works out this
way. Can't get Xavier Worthy?
I mean, if you're the Chiefs,
that's just not going to be fair. If he goes to the Chiefs. Dave and I were talking in the break, like, seriously, tell me how life ain't fair, Patrick Mahomes. Here's your gift. you get the fastest man ever to the NFL combine. It's going to be a Chief.
David, have you locked in or are you still in the evaluation phase?
No, I have definitely locked in. And since you all have now said it, I've locked in on an actual player.
Oh,
I know
God.
You guys are going to laugh at me.
He's doing exactly what I said not to do.
But
okay.
It's Nate Wiggins for me. It's Nate Wiggins for me, Clemson. The cornerback out of Clemson.
He's long.
And that's why I like taller defensive backs.
He's like 6'3", isn't he?
He's 6'2".
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of taller defensive backs and then his speed. Yeah. And I've always loved the way he covers. I've watched him a lot last season and this past season. He went into this season actually being the number one corner. That's what people thought he was
right.
going to be. And then some things happened and other corners jumped up there. But I like Nate Wiggins. So if you want to just go position, I'm fine with the position, but I like
that's fine.
Player.
Listen, I just want to know from people, the combine's done, you've seen the mocks, you're kind of getting prepared for free agency, and of course free agency changes. But when you start to look at this, Brad Holmes has already shown you he's going to take the best available right. guy. I told you in our Mr. Lions pageant last week before I left for a few days, our man Cooper Beebe, like, if you told me they took him at 29 or if you told me they took the kid out of West Virginia who's played center, I actually am getting on board with that, and I'll address the defensive needs with veterans in free agency. See, that's where I think me and this fan base are going to go to war over the next 50 days.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to hit free agency, get a corner and an edge rusher, and then Holmes can do whatever the hell he wants in the draft. I wouldn't say two words.
I've been consistent for the last now going on 3 years. Draft somebody on the D-line, whether it was Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. Go get some more help for Hutchinson. Really, I mean, you look at your Super Bowl teams, Mike. They were able to get to the quarterback with 4, drop 7. You make the opposing quarterback's life so miserable when you can get the pressure with 4 people. When you constantly got a blitz, it's feast or famine. When you hit, you look great. You look like the Lions did when they played the Broncos. I mean, not the Broncos. Well, the Broncos and the Buccaneers in Tampa. You just hit the quarterback nonstop. But when you miss, it's wide open receivers. It's touchdowns. It doesn't look good. You leave somebody, Vildor out there, ball bouncing off his face mask. He shouldn't even have been out there one-on-one with IU.
And again, Rico, for me, no matter what they do, I'm just a big believer you take a corner in the second, third, fourth round. Like, I don't care. If the dream sequence of landing, and again, they're not going to get Snead. It would defy who they are. I want it. Even if I got Snead, even if I paid him $100 million, I would support taking a corner in the second or third round. You must have options. You got to have an understudy. You got to have pieces. Like if in the third round they took Mikey Sanristel and they wanted to improve their slot coverage, what do you think I'm going to do? Critique it? No. So I'm just saying, veteran, I want the edge in the corner in free agency. And then Holmes do whatever he wants in draft. He's earned the right in the draft. I don't think he's earned it with free agency.
See, here's the thing. I think if you try to get the edge rusher in free agency, you're going to end up overpaying
for him. Oh, the hell with it. It's not your money.
No, I know, but like the really good ones are locked up for a long time, whereas in the draft, you can go and find your next guy.
You know who John brought up, and I loved it? Who? I mean it. I mean, like, I'll bust John's balls when he has a bad opinion, which is often, but I will support him when he has a good one. John has identified a player that I think the average fan doesn't pay a lot of attention to, but I think he'd be a rock star here with Detroit. Christian Wilkins, Dolphins. Christian Wilkins next to Aleem McNeil, that's an incredibly active pair of defensive tackles. And John knows ball. And that, like, you don't have to get an edge to get better.
No, but see, the one that I thought he was going to say, but I would, Castex on, Michael Owenu. Bring him here. He could play multiple positions on the offensive line from this area. So, yeah.
And in a year, you could put him at right and you move Sewell over. Decker's gone. So, yeah.
That's the thing fans don't realize. Everybody thinks Taylor Decker's still 25 years old. He's not. By the time you go to negotiate with him, he'll be 31 or 32. I got to go check. The point is, I think the handwriting is on the wall where Ragnow and Decker probably aren't going to be here for long. And Sewell, hey, he's the best right tackle in football. He's got potential to be the best tackle, regardless of side orientation, in all of football. Well, guess where you're putting him? You're moving him to the left side. Mm-hmm. And you're going to pay him a better part of $22 million a year.
Unless, wait, no, Hendon Hooker's not a left-handed quarterback.
Hooker never plays in my universe.
Can't wait for those shows.
Please stop.
Taylor Decker will be 31 this season.
Okay. And again.
But he's a young, spry 31.
No, he's not. He's battled so many physical ailments. Taylor Decker's a warrior.
I know.
But you got to be careful paying left tackles into their mid-30s. And let's face it, any extension you do with him is going to be 4 or 5 years. You know what the comp would be? Tyron Smith. Hey, he's an all-pro when he's there. Name how many weeks Tyron Smith was actually healthy for the Cowboys the last couple of years. I mean, it's fine. I told you. You want to go to war, Balake? We're going to go to war. I'm going to be at war with this fan base this offseason.
All right, D-Nice.
Yeah, Jay Quellen. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your calls. Some ticket techs got a football today. We got somebody up for the Xavier Tillman Award in the 4 o'clock. Lots to do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.